Liked you better when you were a washing machine.
Geek Juice Radio.
I mega faulted your mother.
You like discussions about incest?
Because first of all, it's the worst movie ever made.
The link ain't blue, so I can't click.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Geek Juice Radio. Tonight, we will be talking about the NFL Draft. Joining you, the listener, tonight will be Alex Jowski.
I'm here, and completely clueless about any football, so...
As am I. Kevin Daly.
I know lots about football. Doesn't mean I'm going to be any good at this topic.
Tom Bad Guy.
I like football.
And Frank Davis.
Go Broncos.
So guys, what are you drinking tonight?
I have a Carlsberg, which is very, very delicious and probably one of my favorite beers. It is probably the best beer to get drunk off of, and it is delicious.
Carlsberg, you say?
Indeed. It is from Copenhagen, Denmark, by appointment to the Royal Danish Court. That's what it says on the bottle.
Tonight I am drinking Nitro Milk Stout from Left Hand Brewing Company.
Which is the closest thing you could actually find to besides buying actual semen.
It's also the closest he'll ever come to being breastfed.
Because we all know Jowski was raised by demons.
Because I'm adopted and was never breastfed. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Oh, that's a downer.
Well, that's because this tastes nothing like breast milk. This tastes like formula.
So you're saying you wanted to be breastfed, Kevin?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's psychological benefits and physical benefits to being breastfed. There's a reason why it's encouraged.
I think you could find a place and you could pay for that. You need to.
Well, eventually.
I, for one, don't like never having been asked. It felt like rape.
You should end your mountain's hearth like that. May your mug be ever full with breast milk.
I'm drinking Fisher's French ale.
French.
Incidentally, isn't milk drinker an insult in Skyrim?
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Milk drinker?
They all think I'm a milk drinker because I can't defend myself from a girl.
Because you took an arrow in the knee?
No, that little kid that's getting picked on by the girl.
He took an arrow to the knee. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so the Fisher French ale, French. I tried one French beer, the Kronenbourg. That was good. What is that like, Charlie?
Kronenbourg was good. Fisher's is not bad. It's in one of those giant bottles with the ceramic cap where you have to figure out a Mensa puzzle to open it.
It's got that metal swivel on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not bad.
Everybody has to put their hand on the book and chant to open it.
You must pull the correct book from the shelf.
All right, so NFL draft.
Well, who else is drinking?
I already mentioned my milk stout.
Well, we
I got talking about breast milk for a half an hour, man.
I don't believe
it. Sorry, someone brought up the breast milk thing, and I was just bitter. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper Carl's Jr. blend.
Ah, exquisite.
I make a good Dr. Pepper. Incidentally, I'm sort of joking, but I'm not, because different fast food places use different ratios of syrup to carbonation.
That is the exact same drink I had with lunch, because I was so happy to see that Carl's Jr. brought back the steakhouse burger.
I had that for dinner tonight. That's how much your lunch inspired me.
They got rid of it?
They did for a while, and they were serving this, patty.
Well, it had been for, a month. That patty melt thing was actually pretty good. I don't really like jalapenos.
The South
but
one. It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was no steakhouse burger.
It was not.
Mr. Frank, what are you drinking?
I'm trying out this Sawtooth Ale. It's okay. It tastes like a smoother Shock Top, but I don't know. It's all right.
That sounds good, actually.
Sounds good.
I like the Sawtooth. That's from Left Hand Brewing Company as well.
I would like Shock Top if it had less orange in it, though.
I like Shock Top if it tastes like less ass.
In the heat of the Arizona sun while watching some baseball, solid beverage. Just selling you.
I've been seeing more and more bars downtown posting signs for Shock Top in their windows. I even saw a Shock Top van parked in front of the depot.
That was just a pedo van.
That was probably unrelated.
Yeah, the Shock Top girls came out and they just looked like men wearing work suits carrying a case of beer.
Not sexy.
No.
Well, the beer is.
Don't ever get a car so that you'll keep noticing stuff like this, man.
Right?
Should we add our guest in now, or because he just came on?
I don't know. His profile picture is Bill Cosby. I say let him in.
If we're to come to blows, Charlie. I hate Bill Cosby.
Everything Charlie says pisses you off. Breast milk, Bill Cosby.
You see the thing about the breast milk.
All right, let's let him in, okay, dude?
I was told by an anonymous source to make fun of Notre Dame.
Oh, that must have been Charlie. No, I know it was Jowski.
It sure was me. I'm Irish. I'm genetically unable to say that.
So to get back, you gotta talk to Jowski about really old, pasty white guys that are like 5'5", but look like they're 14.
Are you talking about USC?
No, I'm talking about the way you physically look.
No, I can't see.
He's talking about full-grown adult white males that can pass for Asian schoolgirls.
Didn't you say you shopped at the Kids Gap?
Yeah, I did.
Jowski's like a white prince without the talent.
No, the fair thing was when he had that wallet and he's like, I found it at Kids Pants in the park.
All right, we have a guest with us tonight. Our guest is Dane Forgione from the Mental Cast.
Oh, wait, you guys are live already?
Yes.
Yes, the entire world's listening.
Thanks for giving me that forewarning there. Like.
There's no difference between when we're recording and when we're not recording.
Really. Well, you're hey, Dane, you know, a little heads up, recording right now.
That sounds like something Jowski would bomb.
The topic tonight is the NFL draft, once again, and Jowski and myself will be conducting this discussion in complete ignorance, so I'm going to let someone else take it from here.
All right, what we're going to do first is we'll go through each team, and I'm just going to go alphabetically because that's how it's listed here. And what we do is we'll just go over all the picks in the draft, and everybody pick their famous pick or their favorite pick or their least favorite or how the team went overall.
Or, in some cases, all of these things.
Indeed.
Because I actually prepped for the show today. I never prepped for the show, but today I prepped for the show.
I prepped as far as finding that Andrew Luck got picked for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, Jowski actually looked at the first pick on the list, making it more football knowledge than he's ever had in his entire life.
My favorite pick was that one guy from that one team and that other guy.
That guy sucks.
That guy gives the other guys a bad name.
and the Jaguars apparently are being made fun of because they drafted a punter.
From my alma mater, yeah.
Right, from Cal. Let's go.
Go Bears.
A punter, honestly.
Well, the Raiders drafted Sebastian Janikowski in the first round.
Yeah.
Nobody but Frank and Kevin knows what that means.
Indeed.
Well, the Jags didn't take him till the third, so I mean, it was kind of, yeah.
I mean, it was the highest drafted punter in like 17 years, but that's still cool.
There was that former Patriots player that committed suicide today.
Junior Seau.
Yeah, it's Junior Seau. Yeah, he was played for the Chargers.
Junior Seau committed suicide today?
Yeah,
he did.
I was not aware of that.
Can you say how? Well, not anymore.
Chiefs fans might find that funny.
Say how.
I'd like to think that Chiefs fans are above petty rivalries when it comes to a dude who killed himself. I would hope.
Okay. Yeah. People from Kansas City are not above anything, just so you know.
It's Charlie McMullen. Google is a hell of a thing. Find him.
And by the way, I meant that as complimentary. Don't take that out of context.
Irony much?
All right. So, Tom, who was your favorite pick?
Well, actually, we're going to go by team, like I said, but you weren't listening. But it's cool because you don't know anything about football.
No, I don't.
So the first team we're talking about are the Arizona Cardinals. And I'll open up because in the first round for the 13th pick, Michael Floyd from Notre Dame was drafted. My favorite pick from the Cardinals. And I'm just imagining right now Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald together. And I know they're kind of not sure who the f*** the quarterback's going to be. It'll probably be Cobb starting. But, I mean, he gets to throw to them. How f***ing deadly is that?
Enjoy your 5-11 season.
Well, this is going smoothly, swimmingly thus far.
The NFL draft, so I'm just going to make snarky comments. Is that okay?
That's
no,
what I'm doing.
It's not okay. Because then we're like stuck on, we're gonna be stuck on the Cardinals the entire show.
Well, let's be fair, the Cardinals are pretty easy to make fun of. So
yeah, we beat them. We slept them last year, didn't we? The Niners.
No, we lost to Skelton.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Didn't Cooper Gooding Jr. play for the Cardinals?
You're not allowed to talk anymore. Shut up.
Yes, it was the second game. It was in Arizona, to be fair, but still.
We're all thinking like the season's going to suck.
John effing Skelton. We lost. Yeah.
Okay. Tom, are you still going alphabetically?
Well, we're on the first team, sir.
Okay.
We have 31 more to go, and
I should have been on the ponies episode. I was like, I don't. If I'm on there, I'll just talk about it, so I shouldn't be on there. You know what? I should have been on there, so I could talk about it the whole time.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
Anyway.
So the Arizona Cardinals are a football team in Arizona with the mascot of the Cardinals.
Now, that's
like,
you're in the NFL. For those of you who don't know, that means National Football League.
There we go.
To really break it down, I guess.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about hockey.
So, Kevin, what's your opinion about Michael Floyd for the first-round pick for the Cardinals?
Well, he was my favorite pick, too. And I thought it was really only the decent pick they made in the entire draft, actually.
Yeah.
I looked through their entire list today. I'm like, none of these guys helps them. The problem is they have no quarterbacks. They needed another quarterback. Cobb's not getting it done. Skelton's not going to get it done. So, yeah, great. I mean, I don't want to face Floyd and Fitzgerald twice a year, but it could be worse. They could have gone to Seattle. They could have gone to the Rams, yeah, who actually have quarterbacks.
Call Kurt Warner up again and be like, Kurt, can you do us a favor?
That would scare me. Yeah, honestly, that would scare me.
Come out in his walker. He's nearly halfway down the field.
I wasn't bagging groceries this time when you called me.
Actually,
maybe you don't know that when he was called to be in the NFL, he was working as a bag boy.
All right, so next would be Baltimore Ravens, right?
No, and shut up. Because I even asked Frank yet. So, Frank.
Well, they did take some offensive linemen, which I like, because I think Kolb didn't have enough protection to flourish in the Arizona offense. I don't like the corner picks, only because you have Patrick Peterson, and you do have some young safeties already. I would have liked more defensive line there. I mean, when you're picking that the middle of the first round, I guess it's still early at 13. There wasn't really any quarterbacks left. I mean, even if Tannehill had dropped, his talent's not that good. I mean,
you could have taken Brandon Whedon. I think that's an improvement over Cobb and
I think Michael Floyd is a tremendous pick over Whedon, because Whedon's just another bust. He's not going to flourish in the NFL.
You want Whedon on the Broncos, Frank?
Over Osweiler, and Osweiler
is horrible.
But,
well, the problem with Whedon is you would have had to start him immediately. The Cardinals could have done that. Broncos, obviously, wouldn't be starting Whedon, so it wouldn't have been a great pick for the Broncos.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I mean, you take another receiver, that's good, because you have no one opposite Larry Fitzgerald.
No, I mean, Floyd's going to be open constantly. He's going to have a huge year. But I'm just saying, if he had gone to a team with better talent, I think the Cardinals really needed to get a quarterback somewhere. They could have taken one in the second round.
They should have traded. What they should have done is tried to trade up for one. But like I said, after the Redskins traded for the number two pick, I mean, there's garbage. It's really, there's Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III, and everybody else is, they could be good, but we don't really know. We're just kind of drafting them because they're talented quarterbacks, you know.
Well, But we know that Skelton, you know, and Cobb suck, so that's the thing.
I think Cobb could be good if he had off. Well, that was my point with the offensive lineman, though. If Cobb gets more protection with more receivers, more people to throw to, I think he'd be really good.
I guess we'll see. I didn't like the fact that they ignored their biggest hole on their team, because their defense is good. Their receiving core and their offense in general was already pretty good. I mean, I watched them twice last year. You know, like I said, with Skelton, they beat the 49ers D. That's impressive. They had a real quarterback. That'd be a dangerous team.
Yeah. So the next team we have
the Atlanta Falcons, right?
One of the worst. Just don't talk anymore.
They're not even listening to you.
It's just one of the – probably a team that had a really bad draft is the Atlanta Falcons.
They picked Matt Ryan.
Not the Baltimore Ravens.
You're only about, like, 4 years behind, Jowski.
I never thought I would look back and regret not being on the My Little Pony show.
I happen to be looking at the 2009 draft. My notes are out of date.
That is – yeah, you're a little behind the times.
They drafted that Bill Frelick guy. I wonder how he's going to do.
And Fran Tarkenton went to the Vikings.
Warwick Falcons... Dunn. I wonder if he's going to be any good.
Hey, we beat him when he played Notre Dame.
That's true.
You hear about that that Johnny Unitas kid? He got drafted by the Colts.
He's a young up-and-comer.
Yes.
So the only pick I even agree with the Falcons was their second pick, because it's a Wisconsin offensive lineman, and you can't really go wrong there. But everything else... I mean, it's kind of cool they drafted a fullback, but everything else, like, their team needs were, they did not meet. They were just like, I think they face-rolled to decide who the f*** to draft.
My thing with the Falcons is, when they traded up to get the Alabama wide receiver last year, what's his name?
Jones?
Yeah.
Julio
Jones. They really didn't leave themselves with much in this draft. I mean, their first draft pick was, let's see, the second, third, and then a fifth. They didn't even have a fourth or a first round. So
yeah, Peter, their second round pick, Peter Kahns, was their first pick.
That was like their best pick, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's where I'm at. Look, offensive lineman, center, high ranking center.
From Wisconsin.
I mean, when you're not working with many picks, that's a good choice. I mean,
Wisconsin runs the ball like 70% of the time, so he should be ready.
Center, I think a knowledgeable center is important. So not a bad pick. They just were. It wasn't a good draft because they didn't have anything.
All right. So next would be Baltimore, right?
How many times did I tell you not to talk?
Don't make me tell you again, okay?
So next are the Baltimore Ravens, they had a pretty good pick. I'm just gonna keep talking and ignore everybody else. I'm talking to myself now.
From Alabama, right?
Oh,
good.
You
can read.
Use the Google machine, yeah.
Yeah, the Google machine works.
Google's your friend.
Search
apparently.
Google.
Oh, nobody remembers that. Not even a laugh out of that.
Search on Google.
Was that Lissett? Yes. Yeah, who answers?
It was Lissett who gave
that. That was. Oh, was that the episode I wasn't on because I was in California or something?
I don't know.
You were there, Kevin.
I was there. Okay.
Lissett on Yahoo Answers.
Yeah, well, yeah, you had several Lissett episodes that I wasn't involved
in. Yeah, that was a saga, man.
It was pretty lame in retrospect.
Except
for the one-liner that we all like.
The link ain't blue, so I can't click it.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Which I still don't find funny.
I find it funny that you don't find it funny.
As do
I. I think I had to be there to get it, and I wasn't there.
So Ravens, yeah, basically anybody on the defense from Alabama was good to draft. Got offensive lineman, a running back, offensive lineman, defense. It was pretty balanced. It wasn't bad. I think they got everything they needed.
Ravens were one of those teams, kind of like the 49ers in this sense, where they probably could use a slight upgrade at quarterback. I'm still not completely sold on Joe Flacco yet.
Like, I was sold on Joe Flacco, like, his first year. But
yeah,
then, like,
but
after,
really
ever since
progressed.
Then, yeah.
But they weren't going to, obviously, they're all in with Flacco. So they're not going to draft a quarterback. And they're pretty much loaded at every other position. So everything becomes luxury. And they get Courtney Upshaw to follow them in the second round. Oh, I guess the rich get richer. Just keep reloading on defense, I guess.
What? It's the Ravens, yo. They got to keep that
Why
fresh.
Not?
If you guys don't mind.
Great pick.
I'd like to just step in for a moment with my official endorsement of Fisher's Amber Ale, because this one beer is completely trashing me.
Just one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big one, but still, this is practically moonshine.
You're drinking Steel Reserve, aren't you? In honor of Adam Scorpius Jones.
Maybe I am.
I thought you were going to say Junior Seau.
No, that is all.
Poor. I don't know if it's Junior Seau likes Steel Reserve.
Seau?
He does now.
That's part of his lore. His legend. The legend of Junior Seau includes Steel Reserve. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how he wants to be remembered. All right. Yeah. So next we have the Buffalo Bills, I believe. Yes. Now I want to talk about one pick. That was Stephon Gilmore is good. That's who he took in the first round, the corner from South Carolina. I want to go all the way down to round 5, where they got Tank Carter from TCU, the inside linebacker. I think that guy's going to be a great player. I think that was a great pick. And for the 5th round, I think he's going to be awesome.
That's a good pick. TCU has good defenders. I actually didn't even notice. Probably should have paid more attention, because I just picked Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
But I do like that pick because their needs were in the secondary, because their secondary was god-awful. And so taking a best player for need in the first round, good call.
Frank?
I think Stephon Gilmore was the best corner in the draft over Morris Claiborne. But at the same time, the pick I like most by the Bills is Cordy Glenn out of Georgia. They needed offensive line help. I don't know how many times I turned on the TV last year and I just see their quarterback getting sacked every other play. I mean, you have receiver talent, and they have pretty good defensive line and stuff. So I do really like those two picks, and I think it sets for a solid draft. I mean, in the later rounds, it's kind of hard to, you know, tell who's going to be good and who's not. But in the early rounds, it's really obvious. And they got another offensive lineman from Florida State. Mike Mayock has ranked pretty high. So overall, I think it was a pretty quality draft.
He drafted a guy named Nigel Bradham, which is an awesomely British-sounding name.
Nigel Bradham.
I
say. Highly unorthodox.
He's also from Florida State.
I just saw a comedian who said that if you're British and you don't know a guy named Nigel, then you're not really British. Or you're Nigel.
I say, Smedley, do you know what's funny?
Do tell, old sport.
Men who dress in women's clothing.
Oh, jolly good laugh, yes.
I say, that's a good laugh that would be.
So the next team we have is the Carolina Panthers. Luke Kuechly, first round draft pick out of Boston College. He had a ton of tackles. I think he did. He break the NCAA record for tackles in a season, single season.
I think he had the single game record, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
He's a tackling machine.
Yeah, and I mean, Boston College plays Notre Dame like every year, so I got to actually watch him play, and he was pretty good. Like almost every tackle that was made on a running back was by Luke Kuechly. I think he had like almost like 20 tackles in that game. It was ridiculous. Good pick. Good first round pick. Yeah, I think he's a solid player. I think he's gonna play for like 15 years.
I'm stretching a bit here because I really didn't like the Panthers draft.
Yeah.
I liked best probably Amini, I'm going to butcher his name, Sila Tolu, their second-round pick. They're a guard at Midwestern State because it's a need pick. That team, I think their biggest need was line.
Yeah.
I mean, Cam Newton, he's excellent because – and he had to be because he had to keep running out of the way of all the defenders coming in his face constantly.
Charlie, what do you think about that?
Say what now?
Oh, I was just trying to keep you in the conversation. You're not paying attention. Dane, what do you think about that?
I like turtles.
Most excellent. Frank, your opinion?
I think Kuechly. I have a problem pronouncing his name. He's from.
No, Boston. No. I prefer Kuechly.
He's Kuechly for Kiki Puffs.
I'm Kaka for Cuckoo Puffs.
I don't know. Said Kaka.
Cuckoo for Kaka.
Poop jokes here on Geek Radio.
He has a good chance to be the next like Ray Lewis or Brian Urlacher. I mean, he's that kind of talent, I think. The offensive line was great. Besides that, I really like the Kuechly pick because he can be the quarterback of the defense just like Cam Newton's the quarterback of the offense. I mean, I really like the direction that team's going in. I think in a couple years, they're probably going to be winning a playoff game or two.
So next we have the Chicago Bears.
Wait, I thought next was Washington Redskins.
Yes, you know, it's right. That's
w
right.
Comes after C.
Oh, by Washington Redskins, you mean Chicago Bears because I know the alphabet and you don't.
Hey, Alex punched a bat, so you better.
Yeah.
Jowski's only read two picks, so he wants to get.
Wait, hold on. Alex punched what?
I told you about when I punched a bat, right, Tom?
You had the actual balls to actually punch something? Like,
yes.
Really?
You punched.
Because you're like the most least intimidating thing to ever walk the earth.
The street, the nice. Bats came out from. Yeah.
I'm surprised that bat wasn't like, what, motherfucker? You my bitch. What the hell?
I think what he means is instead of punched a bat, he got raped by a bat. That's what I'm going with.
It was a picture of a bat he printed off a computer.
Let me check.
I'll show that bat.
It's one of those rubber Halloween bats.
Raped by bats sounds like the best industrial rock band ever.
Have you ever seen
my Batman? Ozzy Osbourne cover band.
Somebody check him for pink eye.
Have you ever seen like Batman where all the bats fly out? Those are just all going in Jowski's ass.
You guys sound really friendly.
We've been friends for years.
Yeah, Alex Jousey, that motherfucker. I love him.
Oh, that douchebag. Anyway.
Chicago Bears.
So, obviously, the draft's not working. So, what does everybody else want to talk about?
Well, there was a guy. I saw a guy got drafted.
We can talk about the draft.
We can talk about the draft, Tom. Go ahead.
No. Don't get like that to me, because my revenge is coming. So, what does everybody else want to talk about? Because this is taking way too long.
No,
there was
sorry.
A guy who got drafted on the Cleveland Browns named Brad Smelly. Did anybody catch that?
Yeah, I saw it on the list when I was looking through the picks.
That's not that South Carolina quarterback, is it?
He's a running back from Alabama. Oh.
I don't know. How smelly is he? I'm noticing that the Cincinnati Bengals drafted a guy named Dre Kirkpatrick, which sounds like the most hardcore Irish guy that ever walked the earth.
But his
he's black, actually.
Black.
The Saints drafted Nick Toon. Is that any relation to Al Toon?
I think so. I'm not sure.
It's either his son or like his nephew or something.
Look, see, Dane knows about sports, and you're not in on this. What the f***? Al Toon? That's a good reference.
That's before my time, so I don't know that.
he's before my time, but I do remember seeing like film about him.
All I remember is he got drafted before Jerry Rice, which was a big mistake.
Well, to be fair with Jerry Rice, I mean, he's out of a Division II school. I mean,
it doesn't matter. Jerry Rice is the best player.
He was not very fast. The only thing, Jerry Rice is the greatest of all time because he was a brilliant route runner, but very difficult to tell that because considering he was coming out of a Division II school. So it's a tough draft.
Nick Toon is Al Toon's son.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, they had tape back then. I just think that Bill Walsh was so genius that he could see stuff like that on tape, you know.
Well, yeah, no question. Walsh was a genius. But I'm just saying, in hindsight, yeah, taking anybody ahead of Jerry Rice was a mistake. But, you know, at the time...
Hey, I found a list of statistics here.
Again? Oh, because, you know, that's so original. It's not that anyway, list. Going back to the Cleveland Browns that somebody brought up, they drafted Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon in the first round.
Tom, you are being a dick.
I am a dick. What are you talking about, Charlie?
Sorry.
Charlie, I guess this is Charlie's first time, like, meeting me.
Even though you guys you've known each other longer than I've known you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yet we all met at the same place. Isn't that weird?
It's the cradle of civilization.
Same hellish, horrific place.
No, I found out that the most, there were 46 defensive line people drafted in this draft. Uh-huh. 47 offensive lines. 12 tight ends, 33 wide receivers, 21 running backs, 11 quarterbacks, 30 linebackers, 34 cornerbacks.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Were you going to say country? Were you going to say cornerbacks?
Yes, I thought he was going with cornerbacks as
six
well.
Cornerbacks. And six punters.
He's a real elusive cornerback.
Is that German?
You're just giving him editing work right now.
Kim Kardashian is a cornerback for the...
Think of a really slutty college.
Arizona State?
Yeah, there you go.
That's always my go-to for slutty
college. Hey, Frank, Brock Osweiler is from Arizona State, and he's on your team now. How does that make you feel?
You know, I don't mind the guy. It was just...
What?
It was,
whoa!
It was too early for the pick. It was too early.
I had some talks with Frank. I think I've got him to come down to Brock. Well, I watched... thinking about it.
I watched a lot of game film on him because you know how I am with my team. I mean, we get guys, and I'm just watching all their college career just to see what kind of players they are.
Right.
He threw a lot. I mean, he compared to Tebow, I would love to have this guy because he actually throws the ball. He doesn't run around.
He's a big guy, nice spiral, great deep pass. He's only started 19 games. He's raw and he's work, but he's going to have time for that. So
exactly, okay. But. For a guy who's not going to hit the field for the first 3 years, essentially with Peyton Manning on the team.
Second round pick is too early. Absolutely. Yeah. I think pretty much that's what I wrote in my little notes here about Denver's picks.
I want to talk about how the Minnesota Vikings made the best pick by drafting Matt Kalo.
Just because you're a USC homer? Is that what we're going with here?
Because in the first round, they also traded up to get Harrison Smith, the safety, in the first round. But I guess Matt Khalil, or whatever his name is. Oh, yeah, it's Khalil. Yeah, Khalil. I guess. Yeah. God, troll attempt fail. Anyway, the Vikings did trade up in front of the Niners to get Harrison Smith, which kind of pissed me off because then, like, they thought the Niners were going to get Harrison Smith, which would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome.
But the Niners did get Darius Fleming, the Notre Dame linebacker, in the fourth round, I think.
Was that your favorite 49er pick, Tom?
Yeah, that and, like, LaMichael James.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, are you with me on the LaMichael James thing?
I'll be biased towards Darius Fleming, but LaMichael James is good.
Okay, how about the...
I have five Cal picks as my favorite picks on my list. The only one that's not is the punter.
Okay, Green Bay Packers.
I think I'm a little bit of a homer.
Green Bay Packers first-round pick of Nick Perry.
Good pass rusher. They'll take pressure off of Clay Matthews. You're just bringing up USC guys, though.
I mean, that's totally fine with me because you're actually talking about it.
Yes, I am.
Trying to engage.
I'm trying to contribute here.
Right.
The Packers can draft anything, though. I mean, they only lost two games left.
I think they should draft in more O-line to back up their backup O-line because they just drop like flies every year.
I think, too, the first O-lineman...
A conditioning coach for their offensive line is what it sounds like to me.
The first O-lineman they took was in the seventh round.
Obviously, they're happy with their line this year.
I guess if they stay healthy because they have the old Broncos conditioning coach.
Yeah, we did. We actually fired him when we got
1,000-year-old Jeff Saturday as their center.
Yeah. Surprising to the Broncos with Peyton Manning.
I like the Packers, but I...
Well, it's because Aaron Rodgers, you're biased.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Cal homer, so I mean...
who else is picked in the draft? Oh, what was it? The Giants picked the first running back they picked it was like forever. The first running back they picked in the first round. I can't remember the last one. Like, I guess it's been like 10 or something years.
David Wilson.
Yeah, from Botech.
He's a good running back.
Yeah, I like him.
College.
He was my favorite Giants pick. I was looking at the Giants draft. I was not super impressed. But then again, they won the Super Bowl. It's hard to get a good draft when you're the Super Bowl champion. Your pick selection is sloppy seconds, essentially. So.
Yeah, it's basically like if everybody takes everything, you're basically getting a second round pick in the first round.
Yeah,
especially with like last pick. So
that's why we
and
traded
out. Well, and they had a need there. They lost Jacobs. They needed some depth at running back. I like the pick. It's a good pick.
Doesn't Jacobs play for the Niners now?
Yeah, but he'll probably get cut because the Niners decided to draft a running back.
Yeah, no
They're not dropping Gore or Hunter, so.
Yeah.
How many backs are they keeping?
Maybe they'll convert Michael James to like a wide receiver.
Slot receiver? Yeah, that would work.
It'd be pretty cool.
I think the steal of the draft was Melvin Ingram dropping.
Yeah, oh my god, dude. That guy is going to be f***ing awesome. He is a beast.
And I think all you out in Kansas City are as scared as I am just watching that guy.
Luckily for all you AFC West fans that are not Charger fans, they still have North Turner, so they're still not going to win more than 9 games.
But he might throw our quarterback, though.
Well, I guess that is the worry.
Yeah, the Chargers, well, it's been 2 years since they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, with the talent that team has, yep.
They're the Cowboys of the AFC.
Yeah, pretty much.
Listen, Philip, Mr. Rivers, you got to throw to the guys that are in our jerseys. You got to remember that.
Yeah, Philip Rivers was pretty interception happy like the first half of last year.
I tried to block that from my memory. Tom,
oh, yeah, he was your fantasy quarterback.
He was my fantasy quarterback.
Yeah. I remember that.
No, I still made it to the semifinals
good.
In our playoff, but still, I'm just saying.
Listen, if Tim Tebow, if completions was actually throwing to the ground, Tim Tebow would have like a perfect, score.
Yeah, instead of like 2 for 19 against the Chiefs, he would have. It was 2 completions against the Chiefs, right? That's all he had, and they
2
won.
2 passes. One of them was a 48-yard pass to Decker in the fourth quarter for a touchdown. And I think we
heard a great. 3 points. I heard around Halloween was my favorite Tebow joke. Someone's on the forums on ESPN said, "I'm gonna dress up in my Tebow jersey and throw candy at the ground in front of the people who came to my tour."
Well, now you can do it in New York, That's the awesome thing.
Yeah. Well, Jersey.
It's back to throw, and it's another interception.
No, so Tebow's really like, changes. He goes back to throw, and it doesn't even pass the line of scrimmage.
What team is Tebow playing for now, anyway? Because I know there was that
big... Jets.
He is definitely the Jets.
Timmy and the Jets.
And is it Peyton Manning that's playing for the Broncos now?
Yeah.
It's
pretty awesome.
Mark Sanchez back to throw, and somehow he throws it backwards. I don't even understand.
Yeah, the funny thing is, Joe Namath actually didn't like that they brought Tebow in. He thought it was a stupid move by the franchise.
I just think they're just trying to light a fire under Mark Sanchez's ass to, play like a quarterback.
But he's from USC. He won't.
Yeah, I know he won't. I know. It's okay.
USC quarterbacks. Recently, within the last, 5 years or so, probably the most successful. Palmer, since that knee injury, not the same quarterback.
So who's the biggest bust in the first round?
Oh. This year?
Yeah.
Who has the biggest bust?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Bruce Irvin. The Seattle Seahawks draft pick, I think, will be the biggest bust.
That was a weird pick because everybody kind of wondered why they went to get him. But then apparently the Jets were like, they wanted him too. So I guess, I thought it was like a Seahawks loan decision. And it's like, okay, the Jets wanted him too. Apparently those two teams see something in them nobody else sees.
Situational pass rusher with character issues. I don't like the pick, especially for Seattle.
Yeah, what, this guy, he dropped out of high school, then he got his GED, and then, didn't he rob somebody? Went to jail?
He'll fit right in with the Seahawks.
You already really should have gone? Cincinnati.
You guys are talking about big busts and wide receivers. It's very easy for someone who doesn't know about football to get distracted during this.
Just wait till we start talking about the tight ends.
Oh, say it slow.
So you put a gap here and a gap here.
And a receiver.
The biggest first-round bust for me was Ryan Tannehill. And I'll explain, is because I didn't think Tannehill from Texas A&M was going to do anything until 3 days before the draft started. I never even thought about him when I thought about quarterbacks going into this draft. The only game I saw him in was when they played against Oklahoma State, and they were up 28-3 at the end of the first half, and then Oklahoma State won at the end of the game 35-30. The last points scored in that game, the only points A&M got in the second half was when Justin Blackman took the ball and ran out of the end zone for a safety to waste the rest of the clock. They couldn't even score in the second half after scoring 4 touchdowns in the first. The other team had to score for them. And that's the only thing I ever heard about Tannehill. But I guess he's like a combine guy, and the Dolphins are just selling out on him.
Well, I thought, honestly, the Browns were going to trade up for him. But they didn't. They decided they wanted Richardson, and then they went with...
Brandon Whedon, yeah.
They went with Brandon Whedon, which actually for that team, I don't know what's going to happen to Colt McCoy, but, whatever.
I would like
that's the NFL for you.
To contribute here and get some input.
Do it.
Okay.
So I'm reading, researching the draft real quick, and there's a lot of people that are angry about this fellow, Kirk Cousins.
Well, here's the whole thing. The Washington Redskins, the second round pick overall, picked Robert Griffin III from Baylor, and they were thinking like, oh, here's our franchise quarterback. And then in the fourth round, they drafted 18-year starter Kirk Cousins from Michigan State. Now, the reason I say 18 years is because Notre Dame plays Michigan State every year, and it just feels like he's been playing for 18 years. Now, at first, everybody was trying to make it a controversy, like Jaws on ESPN was saying, oh, I guess there's going to be a quarterback thing, but the Redskins came out saying that, oh, there's not really a controversy, but people were kind of pissed that you take a quarterback in the first round, and then you get a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, where if he develops, he may be a starter in the future, and it's kind of in the air. So
are they hoping?
I hated that pick. Of all the picks in the draft, I hated this pick the most.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins. Because here's the only things it does. It does one, it undermines Robert Griffin III's confidence in his starting ability. Two, it ruins Kirk Cousins' first part of his career because he's now got to be a backup because he's not going to start unless Griffin is just terrible. So instead of having a chance to go compete for a starting job someplace, he's got to be a backup for the first, whatever, 4 years of his career. Great. Awesome. And third, it pisses the fans off because now they don't know what to think about Griffin III, who they thought was great. Now, like, oh, well, my franchise thinks he's terrible. Not that he thinks he's terrible, but there's this genuine concern about the pecking order there. The Redskins make this great pick because I think Griffin's going to be a wonderful quarterback for them. They have a good defense. They have a chance to make a run right away. What happens? Oh, we're just going to screw everything up. Typical Redskins. Horribly run franchise. They just proved it again.
The other name that keeps coming up in my research a lot is Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah, here's the story with that. He was a wide receiver. They got drafted for the Bengals in the third round. But what happened was, one of his friends, like brothers or something, took a phone and called his agent and said that he was going to get picked in the first round. So the agent started tweeting about it. They're all getting excited, his whole family. And then the Bengals pick came, and it wasn't his name. It was all this huge prank on this guy saying he was going to get drafted in the first round, which he didn't. But then, ironically, in the third round, the Bengals did end up drafting him. I don't know if it was out of pity or something.
And the other name that comes up is Steelers' first-round draft pick, David DeCastro.
Because when college kids are going into the draft, like, it's not like they're just sitting there waiting for a phone call. All their family and all their friends, and sometimes, like, the ESPN cameras are in their house waiting. They're all watching this stuff, sitting there through the hours and hours of the draft, waiting for him to get the call that he's going to play on a team and everything like that. So it's, like, really f***ed up when you play a joke like that because everybody's there f***ing excited. And when it's not true, you have to sit there and turn around and be like, oh, it was just a prank. I'm not going in the first round. In front of all those people. Embarrassing is that?
It's pretty embarrassing. I think the reason, I guess the Bengals had talked to him before the draft. They were interested in him, and I guess they were the main team that was interested in him. That's why his friend did that. But yeah, I mean, at least it wasn't on TV. At least it wasn't on national television. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
But it did, because of that, it did get him FaceTime on, I think it was SportsCenter on ESPN. So he actually got on TV because all that happened. And I just thought it was weird because, ironically, the Bengals did draft him anyway. So
Bengals also drafted a Cal wide receiver.
Bengals had a good draft.
Yeah, best draft.
The fifth round, and they actually projected him to go in the third round. So good. That's my favorite pick. Obviously, I'm biased, but that's my favorite pick for the favorite pick for the Bengals. Marvin Jones has great hands, runs excellent routes, works the sideline better than any receiver I've seen in a long time. He's going to be a valuable asset to that team.
Oh, and my favorite pick from the Bengals, because I knew there were some good picks on there I wanted to go with, was Devon Still in the second round for Penn State. I really like him. I really like that pick, especially for the Bengals. And look out for him next year, especially playing the AFC North. If they can get past the Ravens and the Steelers, I mean, they could win the division, I think.
That's a tough conference.
I think they're on their way.
You guys appear to be in agreement.
Yeah, I think they
have the best. Yeah, we seem to be in agreement on a lot of things.
I agree that we are all awesome.
Going back to the bus.
I wasn't listening.
There was one thing I wanted to say about the bus because I didn't get to say anything about that. There's another player that I think team took a big reach on, and that was Quinton Coples, the 16th overall pick. He didn't do anything in college. I mean, they basically drafted him off just athletic talent alone.
He had a good, like, 2010 year. And then I guess last year it was like not as stellar as it was as 2010. I think Todd McShay, that motherfucker, said that there was a lot of people taking this draft that were good in 2010, just not in 2011. So that might be something we might see like more busts than usual, according to him.
Okay, so why is drafting somebody based on athletic talent alone not...
Well, here's... athletic talent is good, but you also want to judge it based on the performance when they're in games. So if their in-game performance doesn't match the athletic thing, it's kind of a risk. So somebody can run like a 4.3 on like a 40-yard dash. You know, somebody can go really fast, but that doesn't mean they're going to... While they're in the in-game under all the pressure, that doesn't mean that they're going to perform as well.
A lot of times it means that they're lazy. You know, maybe they're not... Okay. Up to, you know, they're not the type of guys that are going to be gym rats training constantly. They're going to be like, oh, I got paid millions of dollars. I'm going to sit on my ass and watch, you know, Flavor Flav and eat Cheetos, you know.
Okay, like, so it's kind of like judging how good an actor is based on how they do on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, exactly. Because most actors on Saturday Night Live just read off cue cards the whole time and you could tell. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean they're bad actors. That means they're so lazy they don't want to remember their lines.
What did Dane?
There's also those people who have bad attitude problems outside of football that you don't want to necessarily draft them because they might be a risk, you know?
Yeah, and his name is Vontaze Burfict from Arizona State.
I was just
State.
About to bring up Vontaze Burfict, who the Bengals decided to sign as a free agent.
Yeah.
Wrecking years of image rehabilitation.
Okay, so a team does not want to draft a guy who's going to do his own reality show on VH1?
Exactly, unless it's Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, I got to say, unless his name is Chad Ochocinco, apparently.
Or Terrell Owens.
Well, T.O.'s out of the league. Chad's still with the Patriots, so.
Yeah.
Actually, I follow Chad on Twitter. He's a good. He seems like a good dude, like a genuinely good dude, even if he's a bit of an attention hog.
Because I follow him on Twitter as well, and one time he tweeted about, "Coach is making me put my phone away. Foo!
Foo!"
I'm going to take that as a lot, and I'm also going to take that as racist. I'm also going to take that as racist because you said foo and not fool, so that's racist.
Well, I was saying foo as in rage face. Foo!
Like maybe he needs a foo fighter.
Somebody get David Grohl on the phone.
Yeah, he takes his fans out to like lunch and dinner and...
He's pretty
very, sad. He's very accessible.
Did we talk about the Chiefs? I don't think we did.
No.
We talked about Dontari Poe, but nobody else.
We actually did.
We talked about Cyrus Gray.
I like Cyrus Gray. I hate every other one of their picks because they really didn't address any of their needs.
I like Cyrus Gray, too. I thought he was good in college.
They went defense heavy, which is their strong suit. They overemphasized their strong suit and didn't build their depth issues in offense.
Cyrus Gray, like Cyrus Black Light?
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Also, don't mention Black Light because it makes me paranoid about my couch.
See, that's funny.
Yeah.
And you can tell which one of those two is the comedian.
Exactly.
Because I treat my objects like women.
Being as somebody, like, because my team took signed Peyton Manning this offseason, maybe they're thinking like, oh shit, you know, we gotta sign as many defensive players as possible to try and stop this guy. Because I mean, they pretty much know their offense is broken. There's no way they're gonna play, you know.
Well, yeah, when you're putting the team's hands in Matt Castle, god damn it, whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
Talk, Kevin, talk.
God. Who wants a team in Matt Castle's hands, please?
Yeah.
Apparently the Chiefs do.
Maybe they'll end up in Brady Quinn's hands by the end of the year. I don't know.
For the love of God, if any of you coaches are listening, play Brady Quinn. He's awesome.
Have you guys heard the Brady Quinn song?
I have heard the Brady Quinn song.
The Brady Quinn song is great.
It's a little out of date now, though.
Yeah, because he doesn't play for Cleveland anymore. But still. Oh, and by the way, the Eagles drafted Nick Foles from Arizona. I like that.
I heard an interesting story from a guy when I was at work today who went to an Eagles game, and it was just because he was wearing a blue shirt, had beer thrown all over him. And apparently there was some lady in a Giants jacket that they ripped the jacket off and burned in the aisle of the stadium.
Hey, Lori Penny was the chick. These are the people that throw snowballs at Santa Claus. Does that really surprise anyone?
Actually, the story with that is it was one of the fans, because the Santa Claus guy didn't show up. So they actually had one of the fans do it, and he got snowballs thrown at him.
What an asshole.
Philly fans, yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me started on ECW.
I used to watch ECW back when it was still out of Philly.
One thing I'd like to throw in is Jowski was looking for the lyrics from the horse song from last time, and he typed into Google horse lyrics Lori Petty, who he did not realize was the girl from Tank Girl. Not the
right. Well, League of Their Own is where I think of
League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say Laura Petty has a horse face?
No, but Sarah Jessica Parker does.
She sure does.
She is a horse.
Sex in the
Country. Well, she's married to Matthew Broderick, who I hate, so...
They you don't like Ferris Bueller? What the hell is wrong with you?
I do not. I hate Ferris Bueller. I can't
you do not like him. You did not like
wait,
War
wait,
Games?
Wait. You hate Ferris Bueller's Day Off? What the f***?
I can't watch that movie anymore.
Kevin, you are obviously a communist.
A colossal asshole. Watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off again and realize how much of a douche that character is.
What about War Games? Do you like War Games?
I have not seen War Games. I might like War Games if I saw it. I hated Lady Hawk, though.
Okay.
Lady Hawk's terrible.
Oh, yeah, you're
Godzilla's terrible.
Cable Guy was awesome. Jim Carrey, though.
Cable Guy's all right. Not really a heavy Matthew Broderick.
What about Project X, man? I mean, there were so many...
Do you want to play a game?
I've not seen Project X.
So many monkeys.
Like I said, mostly my
like,
problem with...
Tower Heist?
My problem with Matthew Broderick mostly starts with Ferris Bueller's Day Off and runs through Lady Hawk.
I like Lady Hawk.
You would.
I had to.
Why do you have a problem with Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
He's an irresponsible jackass. He reminds me of the douchebags I work with.
I don't know if you've seen it, Kevin, but Spoonie actually had a video about that.
Yeah, I did. Dr. Insano reviewing it. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
I feel like Kevin should be laying on a bench. It all started with my childhood.
It all started with Ferris Bueller.
I have a lot of rage built up, today especially.
Abe Froman was not the Sausage King of Chicago.
It was, of course, the Bears guy. That's who it was.
Only sausage.
Bears.
The Bears.
Sort of football related. I guess we've decided that Philly has the worst fans. Is that what we're going to?
I don't know. Raiders fans are pretty bad.
I have had the unfortunate being around Raiders fans.
Yeah, like Michael Bay.
No, I'm not talking about, like, transplanted Raider fans. I'm talking about, like, legitimate Oakland Raider fans.
I'll tell you who I think has the fans that I sympathize with the most, and it's not even in football. Fans of the Charlotte Bobcats.
This year, the worst team of all time.
Six wins total.
Yeah,
terrible. I want to give all of them a hug. Like, it's okay.
That's one more than five.
I hope they win that lottery pick. Because
they're going to get to, like, the third pick.
Right. There was a...
They're going to take some European guy, some guy out of Turkey or something.
Who doesn't...
Back when the Detroit Lions were going through their losing streak, the Onion had posted a fake article about the Detroit Lions get to do an NFL camp with real NFL players.
They turned their franchise around.
Calvin Johnson...
Sue isn't beating the crap out of people.
Oh, Calvin Johnson, Megatron, that guy is, like, the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Why is on the cover of Madden, man?
When Megatron goes out with an ACL tear in week 3.
Wait, Megatron is playing football? Is in the Transformers?
Oh, that's so funny, because nobody thought about it.
That's what the nickname is.
Blam!
Sound screams on the Falcons.
Wait, it's a nickname?
Yes. No, it's his real name. He was baptized Megatron in a South Louisiana river.
I think it's Dutch.
Ooh, Megatron. Also known as
sounds like a Russian name to me.
Megatron.
The best vodka. Megatron vodka. Let's go.
Where is my board?
Oh damn!
So we have a communist. Disguise is robots.
I always thought Mr. Potato Head was a communist. I always imagined him having some Russian accent.
Is it because, like, the mustache? Red
flag. Maybe. The mustache.
Russia,
a little...
Potato puts ears on you.
Is it because vodka's made from potatoes?
No, it's because Mr. Potato Head hides his glasses up his ass.
I always envision him as an Italian guy. I don't know. He just looks Italian.
He looks like, to me, honestly, I'm thinking like Chicago.
Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, like a Midwesterner. That's what he seems like to me.
Here's a question to pose to all of you guys. What's the over-under on... How many games before Ndamukong Suh gets fined for something?
I'll set the over-under at 2.5, and I'll take the under.
Meaning he's going to get fined during the third game?
Yeah. See, with that Packers guy, there was a spider on his face mask, and I just wanted to stomp on it.
I had to take his helmet off, and I had to sit on his face just because.
His spider, knee looked like it needed a stretch. I just stomped on it repeatedly.
Who did that to Elvis Dumervil? In college.
It was
Michael
Vick.
Marcus Vick.
Michael Vick's little brother.
Look where he is now.
Who makes Michael Vick look like an upstanding citizen?
Wasn't he like a seventh?
Fifth round pick to the Dolphins.
Yeah, and he was like the seventh string wide receiver.
Yeah, and then now he's washing dishes.
How bad do you have to be if you're seventh string?
Really, really bad.
Still better than any of us at football. Yeah.
That's too many strings.
Compared to us, they're monumentally great at football.
I'm the 14th string quarterback. I sit in the stands.
You're still better than Tebow.
Yeah.
There were a couple of teams I figured I might have been able to start for last year. Sorry, Kansas City, you're one of them.
Who was that? Who was the quarterback that got arrested recently?
Ryan Leaf?
Yeah.
The biggest first-round draft bust ever. And he's a fugitive now.
Yeah, he's on the run.
He has more convictions than completions.
Yeah, he does. He was like a golf coach, like, what is it, like Texas A&T or something, Texas State, I think. And he was stealing his players' medication and taking it.
From their rooms while they were asleep, yeah.
Yeah, and then earlier I think it was like, they were trying to arrest him for, was it burglary or like theft or something?
He was breaking into people's houses and stealing their like prescription pills again.
Wait, yeah, and then like
he coaches a golf team.
No, yeah, well he used to.
So and then, like when they arrested him, did he ask for a mulligan?
Oh!
Hey, there we go.
And no, then, but like, Tiger Woods should have.
I guess they're arresting
him. The sarcasm is.
It's still better than Jowski's jokes.
You should hear some of Alex's jokes on the Mental Cast. Oh boy.
I'm sure they're worse or better.
He's actually pretty darn funny.
He can be when he knows something about when he's not stretching.
I like how we're just talking about him right in front of him.
Yes,
I am sitting next to him.
Here's your assignment.
I will be blunt with anybody. I don't care.
Ask Alex about Robin Gibb and then just stand back and watch.
Well, it's just
all the coma jokes. They were funny at first, and then it was like the same joke day after day.
The only person besides Buster Douglas to defeat Mike Tyson in a court of law.
Robin Tupac Shakur.
Why is it when you say Tyson, I just think about chicken?
I just think about Tupac.
Did you watch the Tupac Coachella performance, the hologram? Oh,
yeah.
3D.
I heard about that. How creepy was that?
I found out actually.
I watched it live because they live streamed Coachella, and I was watching that performance, deeply unnerved by it, actually. Well, not because I was offended, but because it was like Uncanny Valley. It was just close enough to being real, and it was like, but it's translucent, so it's literally Snoop Dogg rapping with Tupac's ghost.
And the thing about it, Adam brought up some good points about that, is to do a hologram, you have to actually get like a lot of different shots. You basically have to have like a special kind of camera for that. And it's kind of weird that they would have footage of him wearing the same clothes, you know what I mean? And a whole performance of it. It's kind of strange.
Really good
Jackson to taking a Michael Jackson hologram on tour.
Leonard Skinner is opening for the next Coachella.
One
of my friends posted like a list of like fake Coachella lineup, and it was like Mozart and Jesus was the closing act on one of the days or something.
I'd like to see Mozart perform at Coachella.
Well, I mean, Jesus played harmonica with just his hands.
Is it sad that I wouldn't go see Jesus, but I go see the hologram of Kurt Cobain?
that is acceptable. That is the standard that's supposed to be held.
They need to bring.
Well, I don't know how a musician Jesus.
Even if Kurt Cobain is in a hologram form, because of Justin Bieber saying, "I'm just like Kurt Cobain," so you have.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah, he did.
Did you actually listen to a Justin Bieber song so you'd know that lyric? Man. I don't know you anymore.
It wasn't a song. He said this in an interview.
What a jackass.
And so that's why we need hologram Kurt Cobain.
Wait, what was his comparison? Because I'm sure he didn't just be like, I like Kurt Cobain. What did he continue to explain?
He might have done that, though.
Like, he was like, I'm like Kurt Cobain like hell.
I just asked you what time it was, Justin.
Yeah. His explanation was that he writes songs and he's popular.
Oh, God. Please. Well, I
mean, I'm like somebody in Hollywood.
I'm like the guy from Cheers because I go to work every day.
Justin Bieber looks more like Katie Lang, if you ask me.
I'm like the other guy from Cheers because I'm drunk most of the time.
I'm like Vlad the Impaler because I breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
Should we close it up here? Because I gotta like use the bathroom and eat. Everybody needed to know that.
Can I take a moment to talk about the benefit, Alex?
Yes, talk about your benefit, Dane.
Well, on May 22nd, the Mental Cast is going to be doing a benefit for the Staten Island Academy of Performing Arts, which is a theater group that I belong to.
Go Whitefish!
Yahoo! And, you know, we're going to start putting up a PayPal donation very soon, so hopefully we can get a lot of people to give, even a dollar. It all helps. going towards a good cause.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Bad Guy has to urinate, so we're going to wrap this up.
Yay!
Thank you very much for listening this week.
Woo!
Tom, don't forget to shake.
I've just started.
Any going. More than two shakes, yeah. You're just playing with yourself, though, Tom.
No, I'm just gone to my pants. I couldn't wait anymore. I was so excited.
Very well. Join us next week. What will our topic be next week?
Charlie, your face is in the way.
My face is in the way.
The topic is going to be Charlie's face.
In the way of my pee.
So you were definitely
golden showers and water sports will be next week's topic.
And if everybody's wondering, no, I have not graduated second grade yet.
I'm rooting for sports video games for next week's topic. But
oh, whatever we're talking about, whatever you pick, Jowski, I'm going to ruin it for you. That's my promise now. You'll never have another peaceful Geek Juice Radio show ever again.
So, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week for bitter, spiteful anarchy.
Saltiness!
Look, we know you all like this all.
It's going to be like high school all over again.
And while you're processing that through your head, please check out our website, www.geekjuicemedia.com. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for the projection booth.
That was rough, guys. That was...
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know. Time's tight, we'll smother you. And I will too. When you laugh about people, who feel so very lonely, their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh, but that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever know. Struck me. I just might die.